The U.S. military is trying to bring life back to normal in Iraq, though normal is hard to define. In the city of Al-Qut, U.S. Marines are reestablishing the local police, and they're trying to reopen local schools. Today, they held a meeting to set up a town council, but larger questions hang over the city, as NPR's Steve Inskeep reports.
American Special Forces troops went in search of a target in Qut this week.
Ask them where the closest school. We're looking for a schoolhouse.
One major spoke to an auto mechanic on the street. The American major wanted to collect ammunition that Iraqi forces stockpiled inside schools during the war. The mechanic pointed with a grease-stained hand and led the way to the first school gate that the Americans would open on this day. The major was a burly man with a mustache. As he moved from school to school, his expression grew more and more disgusted. He gave his name as Greg. Asked his last name, he said, doesn't matter. In one schoolroom after another, his men found piles of rockets, mortar shells, and other explosives.
We could go to one school and it'd be an all-day affair if we did this, you know, thoroughly. Schools, mosques, doesn't matter, it's all over the place.
By the end of the week, U.S. troops piled up that ammunition and blew it up, an explosion that raised a mushroom cloud over Qut. It may be harder to dispose of deeper issues. As the Americans moved through the schools this week, teachers and parents followed them. Some pointed out that they need new textbooks now. The old books contain the doctrines and theories of Saddam Hussein. In one classroom, signs in English hung on the wall. One read, "The martyrs are more generous than all of us. Down, down, USA." And though Saddam may be gone, some people still believe that slogan. Crowds have been marching through the streets of Qut this week, demanding that the Americans go home. The demonstrations appear to be coordinated by a local Shia religious leader who has seized control of City Hall. A nationally known Shia leader has made a temporary office in another city administration building. Abdulaziz Hakim arrived here this week after more than 20 years in exile in Iran. His influential group is insisting that the U.S. should play no role in forming Iraq's new government.
You see nowadays what's happening here. A country is there's no security for the people. There are no institutions for the services to be provided to the people, and a political gap and everything.
In this city, many people remain without electricity. The brick-making factories remain closed outside town. University professors aren't being paid because there's no government to pay them. The U.S. military says that for the most part, Iraqis will have to solve these problems themselves. The Americans don't want to govern this place, but the military knows that civil problems make it harder to stabilize the area. That's why a civil affairs specialist, Staff Sergeant Larry Trimmer, is hoping to reopen the schools for the first time since before the war.
Get that one little niche of normalcy back, and then you work out from there. You start spreading out from there. You lay that first tile in the middle of the room, and you work your way to the edges. Yeah.
As soldiers and Marines moved through the schools this week, some Qut residents began to face the frustration and anxiety of recent days. In one school, papers, report cards, and broken glass covered the entire floor of a classroom. And then a man named Hamid Majid stepped inside. He picked up a sheaf of homework papers, tore them in half, and angrily threw them across the room. Hamid is an electrical engineer. One of his daughters attends class here. Or she did before the war.
نتائج هذه مال دراسه مال السنه هاي نتائج شهايد مال طلبه.
These are the results of a year of schooling, he said, gesturing at the papers. Her school year could be ruined, he said, since the only records of her work were strewn among the piles of papers on the floor. Ahmed picked up one of the green report cards, then picked up another and another. He began stacking the report cards neatly on a windowsill, looking for his daughter's grades amid the debris of war. Steve Inskeep, NPR News, Al-Qut, Iraq.